This is the SML Podcast.
I'm ready now.
Are you?
After that fucking mission taken forever.
Are you ready?
Yes. Oh, what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
And this is the SML Podcast. And amazingly, he's back.
I'm Bogue.
I'm Bogue.
Hey.
Yeah.
So, what's up, Bogue? How you been?
I'm okay.
All right, music this week.
Best episode
ever. That joke never gets old for some reason.
Nope. You want to know why? Because it's relevant.
Yes.
Every time. From this point...
Did it come through?
It absolutely did.
I can't help it. I love that video.
The video is very, very funny.
Just look Ticklish Cat up on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's like 40 seconds long. You'll be in tears laughing.
Worth it. Definitely worth it.
It's so worth it. I made it my text sound.
There you go.
And I still don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
You need to get with the program, Bogue.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I have the same phone as Joe, or at least I used to.
Really?
I don't know if you upgraded or not.
No, not yet.
Yeah, we have the same phone. Yeah.
Love Windows Phone.
And I still don't know how to do stuff.
Sims 4?
Yeah.
Is that out? That came out today?
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty big release day today. Warriors Orochi Ultimate 3 came out. Warframe hit the X-Bone.
For free.
Dance Central Spotlight came out for $10.
Okay.
And then Velocity Ultra 2X, whatever it is, comes out for PlayStation 4 today, which looks pretty good.
Sims 4.
And then Boners.
And
Fleshlight 2.0.
Things.
HD Remix.
Yeah.
My mic thing smells funky. Have you been, like, putting it in your butt?
No. No.
Yeah, it's weird.
Those things come off of the microphones and go immediately right into the cases. And then never leave those cases until the next time that I bring the microphones out to record the podcast.
They smell like a cigarette filter before you smoke it.
Because the material is essentially the same.
Yeah.
It's like a cigarette filter for your microphone.
Nobody lit anything.
Emphysema. So I figure before we tackle the all the balls load of news that came from Tokyo Game Show, the pre-show from Sony, might as well get to an email from Zach first.
Let's do that first.
Because I know it's going to be, oh my God. Oh my.
Wow. How many pages?
Oh my God.
That's a long one.
Word count over 1,200.
What the fuck?
That's how he ends it. Word count over 1,200. Aw, yes. Calling that good. Peace out, yo.
So that was the end of the email.
Yes. So.
I don't think that picked up.
My phone went off. Ashley texted me.
Dude, like, what is he... What the fuck is going on the screen right now?
It's Sims.
Yeah, but
we're watching someone else play Sims?
Yeah.
Oh.
Lovely. It says Gymter Activity, so I'm thinking it's Jim Sterling.
Could be.
But let's see. Zachary Lyons.
Why is there a giant fucking... What the fuck is that? It's just like a giant statue or something.
Oh my God, they're walking fast.
Someone's name is Dr. Hannibal Lecter.
Well, yeah, you turn the speed up.
Time for a burger cake.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay, so the title is Smash Bros. And Other Stuff.
Sweet.
Oh my God, you guys, I get so frustrated when I hear you talk about Smash Brothers and not know what you're talking about. Chris, you either played as Ike or Marth. They are the two in Brawl. Joe, well done. You're correct. Roy was in Melee along with Marth. Henry Jones, it's not a Femme Ike in the new game. It's a Femme Marth. Her name is Lucina, and she will be in the new game alongside Marth and Ike, both returning, as well as newcomer Robin, who can be male or female and is the main protagonist in Fire Emblem Awakening. God, you guys, it's not that difficult. Get with the program. Speaking of getting with the program, I invited Zach to join us today. He was like, oh, I can't because it'll be like 5 in the morning in Kiwiland when you guys are going to be recording. I'm like, well, if you gave a shit, you would wake up and join us.
Kiwiland.
Yeah. I'm still disappointed we never got Mario Kart DLC. LOL, Joe. Yeah, and we only have to wait, what, 3 more months and then wait another 6? No, not 3. 2 more months and then wait another 6 after that. Like, I don't want to wait until mid-2015 to get Animal Crossing tracks.
Let me put it to you this way, though. The fact that there's gonna be DLC tracks at all.
Actually, we should address the fact that the news about the DLC tracks came out 3 hours after we recorded our last podcast.
Yeah,
that's called fucking timing.
Yeah,
Bug, did you hear about that?
I just did.
Mario Kart for the Wii U is getting a bunch of DLC. November? It's going to be 8 new tracks, 4 new characters, and I thought there was some. Oh, new vehicles. And then in May, I think, there's going to be another 8 courses, 4 characters, and some new vehicles.
Now, let me put it to you this way, okay? This is going to be the thing, in my opinion, that's going to make Nintendo start standing out again, because I know they fought it for so long. But at the same time, DLC is one of those things where if it's done properly,
yeah,
then it could be extremely beneficial to a company and a game franchise. And I think that the way that they're going about it is the way that I would like to see them go about it. I don't want to see shit that's already done and it's ready to go as soon as the game gets released, because to me, that's content that should have just been included.
Yeah.
They're at least supporting the game and they're supporting, you know,
yeah,
and giving it longevity.
Yeah. Well, someone could have gotten the Mario Kart game, beat it, and just left it.
Right.
Like my son.
But it makes people come back to it, because I played it.
Exactly. It keeps the game relevant.
Exactly. I played it, and I finished it, and now with the DLC coming out, I'm like, fuck, I want to play it again.
Yeah.
It keeps reminding people, like, hey, I enjoyed that game. You know what I mean? And it gives you more content, so it makes you want to go back. Like DLC is not the devil.
Not at all.
But it's not. New to Nintendo.
It's completely new to Nintendo, but I think they picked the right title to start with.
True. Oh, yeah. Mario Kart's good.
Seriously, like the perfect one for them to start with.
It's not the first game they had DLC with, but it's the first one that they're really getting about.
Right. Well, and that's the thing too. Before we started recording, like I mentioned to you, my Wii U gamepad just turned on randomly, and it had an advertisement for the DLC, and I'm like, yeah, damn Nintendo, you're starting to get some fucking balls. Like, that's all right. I can respect that. Like,
my problem with the DLC is the release dates. Like, they are hyping the fuck out of 16 new tracks, 8 new characters. You fire up the game, those characters are on the menu. Just like, hey, guess what? You're going to be able to play sooner or later. And then you go to the track selection. Those new 4 cups are sitting there showing off like, hey, there's going to be 4 new cups. When? May 2015.
Yeah, it's a little, like, I wouldn't add them into the game.
Like, if the first ones came out this month and the other set came out in November, I'm totally behind that. But the way it stands, where we have to wait until November for the first 8 new courses, mm-hmm, and then we have to wait all the way until May for the rest of it, like, I don't want to wait until May to play the Animal Crossing stuff.
Yeah, I can't wait for those.
Like, that's going to take forever. And by then, Smash is out.
Yeah. And, but think of it this way, all right? Put yourself in a situation like, you know, a consumer like yourself that has multiple systems, that has multiple games and stuff like that, all right? Tell me that the way that things are going right now, how often are you going to be playing your Wii U now? Because now you've got, once like Hyrule Warriors comes out, you'll have that. Once Smash comes out, you'll have that. Once Mario Kart's DLC comes out, you have that. You've got the Monster Hunter stuff that's going to be coming out. Brain fart. Anyway,
but oh no, you're going to think about this.
They're keeping you having something to do on the system.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, I played my Wii U when I got Mario Kart and played the fuck out of it, and then as soon as I was done with it, I have not touched my Wii U since.
Yeah. And well, thankfully, the end of this month is Hyrule Warriors. Yeah. Let's see. What were you thinking? Bayonetta comes out October.
Bayonetta, which includes the original one, which I never played. So
one
that's,
and two.
Right. So that, you know, if I end up picking something like that up, that's going to keep me involved. But for a lot of the people that have like multiple consoles or multiple systems and stuff like that, like, this is the kind of setup that's going to keep people, involved with the console and involved with Nintendo stuff, as opposed to constantly like bouncing around until there's something that's relevant to them.
Yeah.
But, I dropped my hair tie.
Oh, Bug dropped his hair tie. But
you heard.
Speaking of Monster Hunter, did you get my message?
Yes. I'm broke.
Oh, that's a bitch, huh?
Yes.
Can I chime in about the whole Wii U thing?
Yes, please do. That's right. why you're here,
Bogue.
Well, I mean, you guys...
No, you shut the fuck up, Bogue. We're done with it.
That's what I thought.
Exactly.
So, I don't have a Wii U. I don't have an X-Bone. I got the Wii, and I got the 360, and this actually excites me about possibly getting a Wii U for Christmas or something for the family, because the kids all like the Mario Kart game that we have for the Wii. And it's one thing that if you're going to have DLC come out here and then several months later and then several months later, you're more interested in buying the system and the game, and, you know, because it's not just a waste of time. Yeah. I feel like I wasted a whole lot of energy and time on Skylanders because my son beat the game and he's done with it. Like, I thought it was a cool thing. And we did the Skylanders, and we did the Giants thing, and we're collecting them, and he beat it. And on his thing, it says he's got like 37% done, you know. But he beat the game, so he doesn't give a fuck, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm just like bummed out because I was into the collecting them and with them and everything. Something like this kind of keeps it going.
You could still do it yourself, Bogue.
I know I could still do it myself, but now you got the Swap Force and then the new thing, and it's just so much. So much of a headache.
But well, DLC, now you'll be able to do that with the Amiibos or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus Disney Infinity.
Which I'm telling you right now, is it called Amiibos?
Yeah.
Okay. The Amiibos thing, that's going to be fucking huge.
It's basically huge. The same concept, but it's going to be so much better, I think.
Because it's Nintendo.
Yeah.
Well, it all depends on how they use it, too.
Right. But with the way that they're already saying how they're using it, I'm already infinitely more interested.
Yeah.
Not to mention,
I don't like the price of them.
I don't.
$12.99 each.
That's pretty much like how the Disney Infinity.
Yeah, and that's bullshit too.
Yeah.
Remember when Skylanders first came out and the figures were $7.99 each?
$8.
And then the
pack was like $12, wasn't it? Or $15.
Yeah, and then they got popular, so they jacked the prices up to $10 and $20, and then Disney Infinity came out, and the prices went up, and then Giants, and the prices went up, and then Swap Force, the prices went up, Light Core, prices went up, Special Edition, prices go up.
Yeah. Supply and demand, Joe.
No, it's just popular.
No, it's
so
just it's
go
popular,
up.
So we're going to charge you more for the same shit.
Hey, guys, people demand. Are buying this. Let's make it more expensive.
Supply and demand is charging more because the supplies are low, not because it's just popular.
But it has to do with just demand in general. If you demand a product,
then you could just it's like, milking your stupid asshole customers.
If they're willing to pay it.
Pretty much.
Milk, 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 milk. Exactly. Moo. I think we're, you know, we all agree that
it's good to see Nintendo get into DLC.
I'm very happy.
And it's a total bummer that that DLC news came out literally hours literally after right we after recorded.
Yeah, because you know what?
I'm ready.
I bought a Wii years back because I played Marvel Ultimate Alliance at your place, Joe.
Yep.
And four people were playing. You could be all these different characters. It was a fun time. Fun was had by all, except for maybe the
except
guy.
Except for
that
you, because you were bad at it. No.
I was bad at it, but I still had fun because I was Wolverine. You can't go wrong with Wolverine.
True.
Wolverine's a newbie character because you can't really fuck up too much.
True.
He's just badass. Anyway, so I go out and I buy Ultimate Alliance and the Wii U. Or no, the Wii, because I just thought it was badass, and that, and then I find out that if you had it on Xbox 360, you could download all these different characters and stuff, but not for Nintendo,
but not for Wii.
Actually, like, you can't get them on 360 anymore either.
Not anymore, but nope. At the time I could have,
because them shits is gone. Yeah, the best you can do now is try to find a gold edition of the games that have the DLC in the game. But I don't know if they do that stuff on the Wii or not.
I don't know.
And I don't think
they do.
I don't think a gold edition's even available for Ultimate Alliance 2.
No. No. But, that game still sells for a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Because they can't make it anymore. Something up with the two
licensing or
it licensing?
Yeah,
I'm not surprised by that at all.
Still out there, but
well, they don't make it anymore. It's just they made more of them.
Alliance One,
yeah.
Oh,
and for some reason, like they're cheaper on the Wii.
It's because not many people have the Wii anymore, or play the Wii, or actively look for Wii games.
Maybe
the market for Wii games is meh at best.
You're a meh.
At best.
At best. I am a meh at best. But the funny thing is like, and I don't know when this is actually going to be going on, but I'd say in the next year, 2 years, I'd say maybe even in the next year, retailers are going to be phasing out like 360 and PlayStation 3 games.
I don't think that'll happen in the next year.
I'm currently in a job that informs me that it's going to be happening within the next year, 2 years,
maybe 2 years.
Like within, I'm going to say within 2 years, you will not even be able to buy 360 PlayStation 3 stuff in GameStop.
Still buy PS2 games in GameStop, right?
They're not trading them in anymore, and they're just trying to get rid of them.
Yeah, I know. Maybe in 2 years they'll stop accepting trade-ins.
I think they might stop accepting trade-ins like that. That I know will definitely happen within a year.
I don't think so.
Absolutely.
I don't know about that. I guess we'll see, but
absolutely. But regardless,
I think the user base is too big for those still.
Regardless, the funny thing is the Wii, they will not stop because with technically next gen console, Wii U can still play Wii games. It's the backwards compatibility that's like forcing them to constantly still have Wii stock.
Well, that's one thing that Microsoft never did. When you bought a 360, you couldn't play.
There were
you
Xbox,
could.
Yeah, there were Xbox
if
games
got
that
a
you
special
could play.
Hard drive.
No, if you got
no,
the
there
official
were certain
hard
games,
drive.
Yeah. That's why, like, originally when you went into a GameStop, as long as it had like a BC at the end of the tagline on the barcode, then you were able to play it on the 360.
I really don't see them stopping taking 360 and PS3 within a year or two, even Because you realize what was
the
it?
User base. No, I know.
No, last weekend is when they stopped accepting trades for PSP.
Yes.
PSP.
But it's also...
And that system's been fairly dead for quite a while.
But you have to also realize the fact that you can only have so much space. You know what I mean? And yes, the user base is still pretty decent, but within a year, like, everybody's already well aware of the new consoles. It's been over a year now since the consoles have been out, roughly. You give it one more year. Think of pretty much every other life cycle of consoles. As soon as you hit that 2 year mark, like, yeah, the console's pretty much done.
I don't know. I guess we'll see. But
like, yes, it was a large, very profitable, widely recognized portion of gaming history as far as like the market is concerned. However, you still have to, you know, adapt and, you know, have your same business practices.
Yeah, but just the fact that up until this past weekend they were still taking PSP makes me think that they'll accept 360 and PS3 for quite a bit longer than just a year or two.
It all depends, man. Because it's already to the point where, like, there's not that many games that are really worth trading in on those consoles. Because they've already got, like, a fuck ton of copies.
Oh, I know. Dude, I just traded in, like, $800 worth of games over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I know how much stuff is worthless. And I think we'll see more and more stuff that's absolutely worthless, like more games that you could only get like a quarter for.
Dude, but funny thing is, now that I've been working there again and I've been seeing certain values on certain stuff, like, you can trade in the entire Gears of War franchise and not even break $10.
Oh, I know.
Like, 1, 2, 3, Judgment?
Yeah.
Yeah. You trade all of those in, you'd be lucky to get $6.
Oh, I know.
And that was one of the biggest...
Actually, fuck it. I have the app on my iPad. Let's see how much they're all worth.
I know that the first one is not even worth, like... I know the first and the second one are not even worth a dollar. It's like fucking like 30 cents for the first one and like 65 for the second.
Judgment is $2.75 with the Pro. $1.10 for three.
No. Without the Pro.
No, I'm going with Pro.
No, without the Pro.
If you trade stuff into GameStop and you're not a Pro member, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, but I'm not a
Pro. It was a 10-cent difference. I'm keeping the Pro.
Hold on. Someone like me, okay, I own a console. I would trade stuff in. I don't have enough games that would constitute, like, having a Pro card. I don't buy and sell enough games that would constitute it.
Okay, and most people do.
Debatable. Don't have a Pro.
So I'll go with, yeah, but I would still let you use my card when you would go there.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a matter of sense. It doesn't matter.
Really, if you're listening to this, just ask Joe to use his card.
Yeah, just use Joe's card. I'm sure he'll want the points. Anyway.
Put the number at the end of the year.
Fine, you goddamn whiner. Gears of War Judgment is $250, $275 with the Pro, because if you don't have Pro, you're dumb. Gears of War 3 is $1, $1.10 Pro. We know that. Gears of War 2 is a quarter, 28 cents with Pro.
So not even $5. You're not even breaking $5.
And the original is 50 cents, 55 with Pro.
Yeah.
But if you have the triple pack, which has 1 and 2, plus the DLC shit, it's $5.50.
That makes no sense.
Because it has DLC with it, so it's more valuable.
Yeah. But the games themselves, you can get the entire franchise for, like, trading it in, less than $5.
Do you know what I got for Sniper 3 when I traded in?
Like 10?
40.
40?
Yes. It's all about knowing when to trade.
Sniper Elite 3?
Yeah. For the Xbox One.
Yeah, that, like, just came out.
Okay. $40.
Okay, but it just came out.
A few months ago.
Yeah.
So why'd you guess $10?
Because trade value.
It all depends on the game. But I still think it's going to be longer than a year or two. Know.
Well, I bought my Xbox off of my friend who bought the 360. So he basically sold me his Xbox and all his games because he just got the new 360. And damn, it wasn't that long before I couldn't find Xbox games anymore. So the same thing happened last gen.
Last cycle.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man. Xbox like games, it might happen faster than you think.
Yeah. They weren't available.
Maybe.
New games didn't come out on Xbox shortly after the 360 came out. So obviously.
I'm
glad actually the 360 game they are coming out with new games.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, Madden just came out, and they put that on everything.
Yeah, I think that that's the big difference, is that I think the 360 is still going to be supported a bit longer than the original Xbox was compared to the 360.
Sure, but at the same time, eventually you're going to fucking, you know, you're going to gimp yourself. Because you're going to hit a point where it's like, all right, these games that we're putting out, like, this fucking thing can't handle it.
Yeah.
And they're pretty much already at that point. Because realistically, like, once you take a look at the stuff that they're doing with, like, GTA 5 on the next-gen consoles and compare it to what they had to do to strip it down so that it would actually work on a 360 and a PlayStation 3, like, it's fucking astronomical.
Oh, I know.
You know? Now, that's a huge AAA title, but at the same time, like, the concept is still there. Like, they had to strip a lot away to get it on there.
Yeah.
And that was, what, last year that the game came out.
Yeah.
So you're already a year past that point, and then we're talking another year, 2 years from now. Like, no way, man. I'm telling you.
I don't know. We'll see.
We shall see. What's the rest of his email? Because I'm sure he's got fucking...
Oh, he does. We just got off on a tangent.
We tangent.
Which is nothing new for us. He ended off with the Mario Kart DLC. Side note, I would much rather just have all the characters available from the beginning with Smash Brothers. Just make some of them more difficult to unlock, so you've got to work to get them. So does he want all of them available, or some of them difficult to unlock?
What?
He wants no DLC, it sounds like. He wants it all available, but
no,
you have to unlock
I want
it.
There to be DLC so we could have an even bigger roster.
Yeah.
Because the way that I'm looking at it is Nintendo is treating DLC the way that DLC was supposed to be intended, where, oh, okay, the game has already been released. Let's make more content for it, as opposed to just let's make everything for it and then just take this out of it so we could sell it again later.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what DLC is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Nintendo has a grasp on what it's supposed to be. Because all this shit that they're showing, like, for Mario Kart, like, DLC-wise, none of that was... You know full well that none of that was developed, like, when the game was coming out.
Or even worse, having day one DLC that's just an unlock key.
Exactly.
But
like, let's not go that route. I do not want to see Nintendo take those routes.
I think it's a real smart thing to have DLC because it gives them a chance
right,
to put out a
we're
game.
We're talking like right out of the gate.
I'm agreeing with you. You can put out a game and see how it does. If it doesn't do so well, you just drop the time and work on your next game. If it's doing really well, you can
develop more shit for it.
Yeah. And then, you know, like, oh, by the way, here's some more shit on this game that you really like. It's doing so well, you know?
Exactly. That's the way that DLC is supposed to be, and I'm glad Nintendo is taking it in that.
I agree. And the whole, like, the, you know, pay money to unlock more shit, like, it was already developed, but you have to do the DLC to unlock stuff type. That's crap, because it should have been on the game to begin with. I agree with that.
Yeah.
You know? And it shows absolutely no further developing a game.
No. No, so I would be more than happy with Nintendo adding DLC to Smash Brothers because it just means we're going to get that many more characters.
I like how we got through two sentences of his paragraph about this.
Yeah,
of his side note.
Let's. I'm ready.
I would much rather just have all the characters available and make some difficult to unlock. This is infinitely more satisfying to me than paying for DLC characters. I am so on the fence with DLC in general. I see the benefit in some scenarios, but I just get so frustrated when a game that is not yet complete, months out from even releasing, announces upcoming DLC. Fucking really? Give us a chance to enjoy the base game first. Let us have some time to play it for a few months first, then drop extra levels or missions or characters or whatever. Hyping up DLC before a game is released and cocky and ridiculous, in my opinion. And is yet another reason why I'm so pleased with Mario Kart's 6-month DLC plan. It gives me plenty of time to play the game and enjoy the game that's available to me. Then just when I'm like, okay, I'm done with this game, boom, new tracks and racers and carts. If they implement DLC into the new Smash games, I truly hope we don't hear about it until sometime next year.
Which, I think that's what's going to happen. Because I feel like, again, you know, Nintendo has a grasp on what's supposed to be going on when it comes to DLC.
By the way, he agrees with us.
He agrees.
The thing is, there's already some rumored DLC characters for Smash Brothers. So I think that's his problem.
Rumored.
But I, well, they're from the same leaks that have almost all but been confirmed with the recent news. But even if that's true, I mean, it's not like Smash Brothers is going to be skimping on characters.
Right, but the, you know what, man? Like, honestly, what if it's one of those things where it's like their base game is already done? And sure, there might be leaks of characters now, but
It's not something that they've been working on.
Right. You know, it might still be something that's not yet ready for the launch.
Yeah.
That's what DLC is.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter to me if there's leaks of something that might be DLC down the road that's not done.
And to be fair, it's not already, like they announced anything and the game comes out in October.
Exactly.
So Nintendo hasn't been doing any bullshit with DLC.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about
quick to jump the gun to be like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, just give them a fucking chance, wait until the thing goes, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about the, you're able to use your Miis on Smash?
I'm fucking pumped.
I'm down.
You think that's cool?
I'm absolutely pumped. Because think about it this way. All the people that sit and make those Miis of other characters, like they make like the Spider-Man ones and the
Chuck
Hank Hills and all that kind
of
shit.
Chuck Norris, yeah.
Imagine playing Smash Brothers with little like Wii versions of fucking like Spider-Man and fucking Wolverine and fucking all that kind of shit. It'll be hysterical. It'll be awesome. It'll be fun.
I think it would be fun,
upside down face.
Exactly.
Or I think it would be fun, too. I just...
Princess Zerlda and... Donkey Kong.
Oh god.
Or like, the fucked up faces or whatever.
I played a lot of games on the Wii where you can use the actual game characters or you can use your Mii, and the Miis always kind of look comical.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure.
I love it.
More like comical, ha ha. I wasn't sure if you guys would think that's a cool thing for a Smash Brothers type of setting, or if you should stick to like, you know, Link and, you know, Mario and like the classic video game characters.
You have Mega Man beating the shit out of Pikachu. I don't think Miis screw up the
balance
of reality or anything.
No, it works.
Oh, there's a Mii in this game where I'm Mario and I'm curb stomping Princess Zelda.
Or fucking, like, you know what I'm actually really upset that they didn't announce yet as a character? And if he's not in it, I'm going to be very upset.
Huh.
Solid Snake.
That's one of the rumored DLC characters.
See, well, then I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm okay
with it. I honestly don't think Solid Snake made a lot of sense to begin with.
I didn't care because he was fun and it was...
Oh,
the level was awesome and yeah, I just... Yeah.
I agree. It's just, it never really made much sense to me because... Like, where do the Metal Gear games go?
Everywhere.
Except Nintendo.
The original ones?
Yeah, but... I mean, there was Twin Snakes on GameCube, and then there was the one game on 3DS. Everything else is everywhere else.
Yep.
But anyway, he continues on... Even Shulk from Xenoblade, that would make my day if that was legit, because it would show that Nintendo is going to acknowledge that series. LOL, Joe. Really? Zach, stop saying LOL. I hate it. You know I hate it. I'm going to punch you in the face when I see you.
Face punching.
Yeah. Which was confirmed true. Shulk from Xenoblade is in the game.
Correct.
Have they not acknowledged that series by announcing the sequel like over a year ago? I see your point, but still, regardless, yay. He's in, and yay, Xenoblade port for the 3DS, not 3DS LL, the new 3DS LL XL. I don't give a shit what anybody else says. I am pumped for that baby. Makes me glad I haven't yet upgraded to the XL before now, for sure. Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
New 3DS model coming out.
Did we? I thought we talked about that last week, didn't we?
I saw your post about it.
Yeah, I think
it.
We did.
I don't remember what we talked about.
Yeah, I think we might have mentioned
it. And here's Ashley coming in to
Yeah, because we mentioned the face plates. We mentioned like all that kind of stuff. I'm excited for it.
I really don't remember us talking about it.
Yeah, we did.
Last week.
I want the fuck out of one, actually. Because the other little thumbstick nub. It's so tiny, but
the clit nub.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't think we talked about it because we would have also talked about the Mario Kart DLC because that came out first.
Was it?
I like how we're doing a show and Ashley and Bogue are just like.
It's okay.
I come for her. Not you.
He did put the microphone
so
down.
So do I.
I did put the microphone down.
I come for her too. Whoa, what? Did you
step on potato?
No, potato just decided to freak out right there.
I wonder if she was under the.
No, she came that way. I think she came from the steps. She's getting my hair tie dropped. Because she
you're good
better
you're
at it than I am.
This is riveting podcast right here.
It's good shit.
No, dude. I'm pretty sure we talked about it.
I'm pretty sure we didn't because that came out after the Mario Kart stuff.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Because I know we talked about it. I know we talked about it because you were the one that told me about the faceplates because I didn't know about the faceplates. Or was it Tim that told me about the faceplates?
Probably Tim. I'm going to guess it was Tim who told you about the faceplates. Anyway, a new 3DS model is coming out. Oh, Jesus Christ, honey.
And you got to get it so you can play Xenoblade.
Yeah, Xenoblade's coming out. It's only going to work on the new system.
And the 3D looks better.
More horsepower. The 3D looks better because the inner camera actually head tracks.
Yeah, it head tracks, which is fucking awesome.
More
powerful. They colored the buttons to make it look like Famicom.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll get that feature or not.
I don't give a fuck. I want it.
And the newest rumor, nothing confirmed yet, but the rumor is that the new 3DS XL is going to be region-free.
Oh, shit.
Which would make me happy that Nintendo's finally dropping this whole region-locking bullshit, since everybody else has stopped with the region-locking bullshit.
Yeah. Well, hey, Nintendo is starting to, see the light with DLC and stuff
like that.
The
thing is,
to say that won't
the
happen.
DS was region-free.
Yes.
The 3DS was region-locked.
Maybe they're region-retarded.
The Game Boy, the Game Boy Advance, everything else was region-free up until the 3DS, which pissed a lot of people off.
Like I said, maybe they're region-retarded.
Maybe.
It's very possible.
But, yeah, new system... Shulk confirmed for Smash, blah, blah.
Yep.
Back on Smash Brothers. People still don't seem to realize that the entire roster won't be announced before the game is released. There were 5 characters unannounced when Brawl came out of 35 total characters.
That's right.
So that's almost 15% that were left to our surprise, including then newcomers Toon Link and Wolf. Right now, there are already 38 characters announced for the new game, and I suspect that they'll round that up to an even 40 before the game's release in a month. I wouldn't be at all surprised if they left another 5 unannounced like last time and then added another 5 more DLC characters later, bringing it to a nice round 50. Fuck, I hope we get 50 characters in Smash Brothers. I love the series so damn much, and I am hypey. God damn it, Zach. And man, free soundtrack from Club Nintendo for buying both games. Sign me the fuck up. Yeah, that's some other news.
That's pretty cool.
If you buy both the 3DS and the Wii U versions of the game, you get a free soundtrack from Club Nintendo.
Which, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm very, very excited for the 3DS version of Smash.
Yes.
I wish it was coming out before MAGFest, though.
Bogue. My opinion, I think it's great that they're going to give you free shit for any reason. But the soundtrack, I don't really listen to.
Well, the soundtrack for Smash have always been really, really good.
Yeah.
Because it's eclectic. It kind of brings in like every, pretty much every game.
Yeah, and remixes of old classic themes.
Yep.
Which, you know, we're fans of video game remixes, so that's right at home with us.
Obviously.
Yeah, and, you know, that's your spiel, or that's your thing. For me, it's just like, well, whatever. I'm not going to get in my car and drop in the remix CD and...
I have the Diablo 3 soundtrack like in my car.
I'm listening to Alice in Chains,
it's like the same thing,
I guess. <It's>
like, we've rocked out to Lonely Rolling Stars in the car many times.
I'm sure you guys have, and
Blade
that's
Mode.
Cool. I did listen to Blade Mode, and that's pretty good stuff. I do like the remix stuff. That's neat to hear something that was created for a video game, and then to hear someone reproduce that on instruments is pretty neat.
Yeah, that's kind of what the Smash Brothers soundtrack is.
It's just more orchestral.
Not necessarily.
It depends.
Yeah, like F-Zero's rock.
Yep.
Metroid's like electronic.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, like, think of it like a much more high-budgeted, like, you know,
Japanese video game remix album. Also, on the topic of the leaked roster, I can totally see the Duck Hunt dog being this game's what-the-fuck character, much like Game & Watch from Melee and Rob in Brawl.
Oh, my God.
I hope that the Duck Hunt dog is
true. Dude, if the Duck Hunt dog is real, I'm going to shit everywhere.
We said that last time, and I will lose my shit if the Duck Hunt dog is...
Talk about, like, forgotten characters.
Dude.
That's one character that should come back in some form.
Everywhere.
I would love that.
He would be my main.
Along with
I don't even care if he's a good character. I would figure it out.
Along with the sound he makes when he.
Yeah, I would main the Duck Hunt dog. And that's honestly, that's the cool thing too. And that's kind of why I want to start getting into Smash a little bit more. Because with how much I've enjoyed fighting games, like. I'm surprised that I've never actually like been drawn to the Smash stuff as heavily as I have like Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat or Killer Instinct. Like, I'm fucking pumped, man. I'm really excited.
He continues on with regards to the placement of the characters being funny in the leaked image. When you think about it, the placement makes sense. Lucina, Dr. Mario, and Dark Pit are all grouped together. They are not next to other characters from their respective franchises, but they are all clone characters. Lucina has already been revealed to be a Marth clone, and Dark Pit was teased in the Palutena video to be included in some shape or form.
Yep.
I mean, really, it would make more sense for me to... for them to be palette swaps / alternate costumes as opposed to getting their own slot on the selection screen. But if they do get their own slots, I can see the reasoning behind placing all the clones together. I don't, because in, I think, Brawl or Melee, one of them, all the clone characters were pretty much directly
next to who they
were cloning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was just about to say the same thing. So I would have to disagree.
Yeah, I'm still not sold on that. I still think that there might be characters missing on the stage select, and when everything's unveiled, that they'll be where they're supposed to be.
Maybe.
Because it was like that in the other Smash games.
Where it was kind of like hodgepodge. Yeah, you're right.
And then
it depended on like what order you unlocked them in, and then once you had everybody, then it kind of
Well,
like
the more you unlock, the more they would like shift around, go to different areas.
Yeah.
And by the time it was all said and done, everything was where it was supposed to be.
Right.
I hope when Richard Mode is wooing the ladies, he's all dick mode activate.
Oh,
best pickup line ever.
Dick mode activate.
That was the dumbest thing we've ever done on the show.
I was very entertained.
So was I, but it was still some of the dumbest stuff we've ever done on the show.
Well, let me put it to you this way. The way that I look at it, as long as we're entertaining...
Should we explain it to Bogue? So,
Dick mode?
Yeah.
Richard mode. As long as we're entertaining, then we're doing our jobs.
Kyle found a guy on Twitter who is Richard mode. So
we were essentially saying that he went into dick mode.
Yeah. So dick mode.
Awesome.
So yes. Go listen to last week's episode.
Can't use that handle. It's taken, right?
Yeah. Listen to last Richard week's Mode. Episode, at least for the first 20 minutes.
Something like that.
Yeah. And then you'll understand.
Side note, the other day I was humming a random tune around home and it ended up deteriorating into zoot, zoot, zoot,
yes!
Zoot, zoot.
Yes.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, and remember when Chris mentioned that Pokken Fighters, the Pokemon fighting game, looked like it plays like Tekken? That's because it's a collaborative effort between Nintendo and the Tekken team. Just look at the title. Pokemon plus Tekken equals Pokken.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I thought you knew that it was made by the Tekken team.
I don't pay attention to that shit.
Well, I guess you're a boner and a half.
Sometimes.
They've already gone out of the way to confirm that there will not be any Tekken characters in it.
Well, yeah, because they still haven't done the fucking Tekken cross Street Fighter as opposed to the Street Fighter cross Tekken, because I was really fucking excited for the Tekken version of that, and now it's never going to fucking happen.
They said cunts. It's still happening. They you said it's still happening.
Cunts. God damn it.
Oh my God, look at you.
I'm very, very, very upset about that.
They said it's still coming.
Yeah, but that was supposed to happen fucking ages ago now. I'm very mad. Very mad at that.
Cry more.
I will.
I think it looks like a crazy amount of fun. Right now, it's only announced for release in Japanese arcades, not even announced for home consoles at the time. I'm really hoping it makes the leap to Wii U and comes stateside in time because, man, a Pokemon fighting game is really a no-brainer when you think about it.
It really is.
Yeah.
Only the only problem then becomes, how the fuck do you get that entire goddamn roster in there? Or at least like the last evolutions of characters.
I'll say if Psyduck's not in there, I'm not buying it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still mad that Psyduck doesn't get the love that he deserves.
He should.
He's the best. Sigh. Moving on. Let's see. Amazon bought Twitch. Meh. Whatever. Skip.
Well, what? Hold on. The Pokemons.
Pokemon?
The Pokemon. If they made a fighting game out of it and say, you know, most of them have what, 3 evolutions?
Yeah.
4, some of them?
It all depends.
De-evolutions.
So when you start playing, you would have the first version or whatever.
And then the more and more that you played, it would evolve?
And it would evolve.
Interesting. Yeah, but you have to realize, like, you would have to have what? How many? Like 500 different character models?
Yeah.
Like, there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah, but it's not like you would have the 4 versions of the same character to choose from.
No, I understand that. Yeah. But, like, overall,
I know there's hundreds of.
Overall, like, in the game, someone would have to program, like, 500 unique characters.
Yeah.
With different fighting styles and animations and all that. No fucking way. There's no way. It would take years to fucking do that.
Yeah. And you'd have to wonder how many of the characters would they put in the game.
Right. Because you've got like different generations. So like, you know, you'd be hitting a lot of fucking characters, dude. Like there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah.
Well, you just cap it at a certain amount and have like a vote. Saying what the most popular.
See, that's what I'm worried about, though.
And have the most popular start out, and then the more they develop it, you know, it could be DLC. We're talking about Wii U, or are we talking about a DS still?
Anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this I would imagine would come to Wii U if it does come to
consoles. If it hits stateside, yeah.
Because like Zach said, this one so far is only announced for arcades right now.
Mm. Which even still, like a In Pokemon Japan. Arcade game, kind of blows my mind.
Yeah, but they'd never be able to have that many characters on an arcade game, and arcade games don't exactly get DLC, you know?
Not true. Not true.
Yeah, arcades have changed quite a bit.
Yep.
Just not in America, because America doesn't give a fuck arcades. About arcades.
Yeah. No, it's
I don't even
truth.
Know where the closest
because,
arcade
honestly,
is
Tekken,
anymore.
Because, like, honestly, like, even the Tekken games, like, they get updates, like, especially a lot of the fighting games, like, they get updates all the time, like whether it be balancing or different characters and all that
stuff
kind of
like
shit.
That.
Like that's a regular occurrence.
Yeah.
In actual arcades.
Oh, wow. I never knew that. I thought it was a box that if it's not making money, they trade. If it's making money, it stays type of thing. I didn't know somebody comes in and basically plugs in and downloads more.
Yeah, I mean, I will say this. The only place that I've gone to that was at an actual legitimate arcade of newer stuff.
Dave and Buster's?
No. Because they're not an actual arcade, like a legitimate arcade, was this place out in Arizona when I went. And at the time, I remember playing the Dreamcast Royal Rumble game.
Wow.
On an arcade cabinet that was linked to like four other ones.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was a fucking blast, dude. Like, it was
that
great.
Sounds fun.
They had a room that actually tracked. It was before the Kinect was even a fucking like glimmer in anybody's fucking radar. They had a room that tracked your motion, and it was hooked up to a Tekken game. And when you punched with your left arm, your character punched in game. And when you kicked with your foot, your character kicked in game. I was like fucking like 16, 17 when I went to this place. So they were like so fucking like ahead of their time. But it was because it was a legitimate like arcade that gave a shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not just like a bunch of like old ass machines that, like you said, like if it's making money, it stays. If it doesn't, then whatever. Like, but yeah, I wish that there were more legitimate places like that, because it escapes me the name of the place, but I remember it being like one of the fucking best experiences that I ever had gaming in my entire life.
Yeah,
it was fucking a blast.
It'd be nice to see some actual arcades in the world again, but gotta go to Japan, I guess.
Yep.
The closest thing you have to that is, I think they still have that arcade tent at the Bloomsburg Fair. In which case, that's just a bunch of old shitty games.
Yeah. Again, old shit.
Which is what an arcade is in Pennsylvania, I guess.
Yeah, I will say this. There are like some bars that are starting to like mix the whole like arcade bar scene.
Yeah.
Like there's one that my friend frequents down in Florida called Barcade or whatever or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've got a bunch of arcade machines and then like a sidebar and stuff like that. We went to one in Ohio, I think. That was a lot of fun too. But they're so like small scaled and they're not like, you know, there's only so much they could do because they're independent businesses.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. If I had the opportunity to open up something like that and I knew that people would actually like come to it, because nowadays, like, Think of a lot of people that would actually want to go to an arcade, and how many people actually would? Like, there's a lot of people that would say, like, oh my God, that'd be great if that's a fucking... But how often would they actually frequent it?
True.
You know what I mean? So it's not around, you know, in the U.S., like, gaming is essentially, like, confined to...
In-home.
In-home or your handhelds. Nobody really goes out of their way, you know, unless it's competitive. You know what I mean? Then you'll have your tournaments and stuff like that. But like casually just going out and playing games, like nobody really does that anymore.
And no, I don't think anyone really does competitive gaming around this area anyway.
You'd be surprised. It's like there are right, like down the street from my house, there are video game tournaments every Friday.
Wow, that's
like
really
I could walk to it. It's every Friday. They have it on a big projector and they put it outside.
Is this more like hole in the wall type places? Because
that's not really an arcade.
Yeah.
No, it's an independent business, but at the same time, like it's competitive gaming.
Yeah.
It's small scale, large scale, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Go to MagFest.
Yep. Go to MagFest. You can do a fucking No Mercy tournament, which I'm going to have to find somebody with a copy of No Mercy so I could brush up on it before we go.
True.
Because I feel like I could probably do pretty good in that tournament if I brush up on my skills first.
Maybe.
So just out of nowhere, going on this whole arcade thing, there was this arcade. You know the dry car race type games where
you
sit in the seat.
Initial D?
And there's two seats and you're kind of racing your friend type of thing.
Uh-huh.
There was this arcade
Daytona.
Game. It was at Peanut Bowl in Bloomsburg, that was like that driver sitting beside driver type game, but it was tanks and it was like futuristic tanks. And I remember one of the tanks was called that you could choose from was called the Spider, and it was weird. But that was the funnest game I've ever played, and I was when I was in high school, because the football team would go to Peanut Bowl Fridays after school and hang out as a team. We're supposed to bowl, but I just get everybody involved in this game, and I was like, fuck bowling, you know? And we'd eat pizza, and we'd, you know, hang out, and then we'd go to the game together to team unity type of thing.
Right.
And I was just like kicking ass on this tank game because it was fun as hell. And I would take that game and I would find it and I would buy it and I'd find a room in my house for it because that game was so awesome.
That's how Top Skater is for me. Like, Top Skater was one of those games where it's like every single arcade or whatever that I ended up seeing that had that game in it.
You wanted to play.
I'm like, I have to play it at least once. Like, I can't walk past that machine without playing it.
And there's some arcade games that I've played and I love to play that I would get anyway, but that tank game would just be something that I would actually search for. Mm-hmm. Like, if I saw a copy of, like, Golden Axe or something like that,
right.
Altered Beast, these were fun arcade games when I was a kid to play.
You fire them the fuck up.
In the arcade. And it's just not the same as playing it on your console or on a virtual console. It's not stand and play it at a big arcade box. I miss those times, and then it was fun. It was fun being a kid when arcade games were awesome.
Yep.
And everywhere.
And I was sad because the Boardwalk Boulevard in Hazleton Mall just closed like 2 months ago or something.
Yeah.
So that's the end of an era. That was like my childhood right there.
The one in Bloomsburg.
Like Top Dog, that was what I'm. Top Dog, Buzzy's
Top
Bazaar.
Diggity Dog.
I don't know if you guys ever went there because they were based out of Wilkes-Barre.
I went to Top Dog like once.
Top Dog was the shit.
I've been there.
Buzzy's Bazaar was
Top
the
dog,
shit.
Top Diggity Dog.
I think Buzzy's Bazaar technically still exists. I'm not sure. I think the building's still there, but I don't know.
All those arcades that are in malls or used to be malls or whatever, they're a far cry from when they were.
Fuck it, I'll go old school. Aladdin's Castle, bitches.
This is turning into reminisce about arcades.
The Aladdin's Castle in the Laurel Mall.
Oh,
God. Oh, my God.
Anyway,
Joe, email. We should play some Borderlands 2 sometime. I have it for 360. Love the hell out of it. Let's do it up. Gladly, just hit me up and I will do it.
Can you play more than two player?
Four.
Four.
All right, I'm in.
Do you have the DLC?
No, but I can get it.
Yeah, you should do
There's
that.
There's Game of the Year editions, aren't there?
I think so.
I downloaded it.
Oh, yeah?
So it's on my console. I don't remember. I don't think it's a Game of the Year edition. So.
Dude, honestly, that's one of those games like I would play through it again, like from start to finish.
Yeah. The cool thing is I would check to see how much a Game of the Year edition is, even if you just download or like copy the DLC from the disc to the system, because each of the DLC will be $5 or $10 each for the four campaigns, but you might be able to find the Game of the Year edition of it for like $20.
Yeah. Okay. I'll check into that.
It's worth looking at. Yeah. I mean, it with the new one right around the corner, like I don't already own it, so I'm not going to go out and pick it up.
So the new one's around the corner, Borderlands 3?
Not 3, it's the pre-sequel.
Oh, yeah, I do remember reading about that.
And that's what, like...
October, I think?
Yeah, it's like a month.
I hope that comes out on 360. I'm
it is.
It is. That's what I'm getting it on. I have a copy coming to me on 360.
Yeah. Nice.
So
It's not on the new consoles at all. It's just 360 PS3.
Yep.
And
PC. But
terrible Star Trek game for $5 sounds like a dummy run.
Oh,
Bogue.
I don't even like Star Trek. I'm gonna have to play a Star Trek game. I mean, at least I liked Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Did you like and you Man vs. Wild?
I've at least watched the show.
I'm familiar with it.
No, but I like Raiders of the Lost Ark, so that Indiana Jones game that you tried to make me play.
Oh my God, we should make you play PT.
No.
PT, is that?
No. Like post-traumatic stress disorder, essentially.
It's a horror game.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's not even scary after you know what's coming.
Don't even care. Don't care.
Cry more. You're such a pussy.
Nope.
Chris, we should try Catan on the PC sometime. I have it on my 360 and my iPad. I'm so down to play that pretty much any time.
I was playing it on my iPad earlier today. I play it pretty much all the time. Unfortunately, I'm so fucking stupid and bad at this game, or either the AI are just fucking dickheads. But since I have purchased the game, I have not won once.
You realize you could have just stopped that sentence at "I'm so fucking stupid and bad."
Could have.
Yeah.
Decided not to. Wanted to clarify.
Most of your guests fail horribly at final words. Henry Jones owned that shit. See you later, twats.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Good game, Henry. Good game.
GG.
Right, so after you guys moved away from Smash Brothers discussion, I had little else to add, so I'll pose a question. Joe, how can you afford to buy all the games ever? There are 15 games and 12 amiibos coming out before the end of the year that I want to buy, but it bums me out knowing that I will only be able to afford 4 or 5 of them and 1 or 2 amiibos. What is your secret? Actually, can we talk about amiibos for a moment? It is absolutely stupid how badly I want those dumb toys. Yep. Sigh. I afford them through this amazing thing called a wife.
Yep.
Who, for some reason, wants to buy me games. I can't explain it.
Sugar mama.
Yeah, he's kind got a sugar of. Mama. Not kind of.
Should we just get her down here to explain?
She's a sugar mama. There's no other way to put it. She's a sugar mama.
And there's so many times where I'm like, I don't need it. We could just skip it. I don't want to get it. We can't afford it. And she's like, I'll fucking buy it for you anyway.
Sugar mama.
I've actually witnessed this phenomenon.
And there will be times where I know we can't afford something, so I'll cancel it on Amazon or something, and she'll tell me to reorder it. I'm like, no, we can't afford it. And she's like, then I'll go online and buy everything until I find the right one. I can't control. I lucked out with the wife lottery. I don't know how she buys me stuff.
Ouch! Ouch! And cat, ow! God!
Sorry, it's potatoes. I tried to move my mic away, but I was more concerned with my leg.
Come on, kitty cat. She puts up with my shit. She somehow loves me. I don't know what's wrong with her. I think it's something mentally wrong with her.
I mean, it takes two to tango.
It does.
So but I'm gonna go dance. With I'm gonna go with you both of you.
I brainwashed her.
It's possible.
And she abuses me. And Potato is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, amiibos. We kind of talked about them earlier.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, and I don't know how realistic this can be, but I actually really want to get an amiibo and kind of take it apart and see like exactly how it is that they're going to be functioning. Because if it's really just a base that's going to have that kind of stuff in it, part of me kind of wants to get a 3D printer and make like alternate versions of amiibos just for myself.
Yeah, that would be pretty neat.
Like,
that would be cool.
Like imagine like, oh, okay, I've got my Link amiibo, but I decided to like just take the base and make like a Dark Link amiibo.
With a big boner.
Like, yeah, like I could make, if I wanted to, I could be like, oh, this is my amiibo for Kirby. But in this form, he's a giant penis. And just fucking, like, you know what I mean? Like, I can do whatever the fuck
I
want. Or
like, in true Kirby fashion, he could be like a little sucking penis the and penis. Huge balls.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would actually be really funny.
But you know what I mean? Like, there's
Kirby
a lot of...
Kirby cock.
There's a lot of potential for some really funny things that can happen. And
it probably is all in the base, just like it is with the Skylanders.
And that's what I was assuming. So realistically, like you could do some really fucking cool shit with that. Not to mention the fact that like, you know, there's a lot of people that are into the whole like figure painting thing.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure there's going to be people that alternate are going to alter colors, them anyway. Yeah.
Okay. But you put the amiibo on the controller, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's one of the cool things is that you put it on the Wii U gamepad.
Yep.
So basically,
so you don't need to buy like an extra piece to use them.
Well, the Skylander games came with the portal, and so did the Disney Universe. Or
right, but the portals, Disney Infinity. You hit a certain point where it's like you had to have the newer portal, or else it didn't read them.
Yep.
Well, and originally the Wii portal was wireless, and it was absolutely shitty. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're better off getting a USB cord. Mm-hmm. Corded portal, which seriously.
Yeah, you were telling me all the problems you had with your first portal.
Oh, it was absolutely terrible. Like, yeah. the Skylander characters would sit on the portal and it wouldn't even register it. But if I held it up about an inch off of the portal, it was fine.
That's weird.
Really weird. So it was a problem with the portal being wireless, I believe.
That's possible.
And the wired portal. You know, depending on where you're living and how large your living room is or whatever, you end up, and if you have like year and a half old kids running around grabbing things.
Good fucking luck, man.
There's no way. I'm going to get a USB extension cord and try to run it under the floor like I do my surround sound.
Oh my God, yeah.
You know? But that's a lot of fucking work.
Yeah.
You're a lot of work.
I am. But having it right on the gamepad is kind of genius because it's basically a wireless portal, but it's not going to have the wireless problems.
Again, you don't have to have a separate piece of hardware.
Yeah.
That's the more important thing that I'm trying to like.
Yep.
Like you don't need an extra portal because everything that you need to use them and to utilize them, you already have.
Yep.
So if you want to get into the Amiibo thing, all you need to do is just get an Amiibo. If you don't want to get into it, it's cool.
Don't worry about it.
And the Skylanders games that come out past, you know, the Wii U should just be compatible with the game.
They should be, but they're not for some reason. It's dumb.
I know they're not because it's proprietary. Is it Activision?
Yeah, it's proprietary.
They kept that technology as a secret for a while, and Disney basically had to come up with their own version.
Yep.
Because they wouldn't share the secret.
It's proprietary. Yep.
Money.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm sure Nintendo's Amiibo is a different technology accomplishing the same thing.
Yeah, the concept is the same, but how they get from point A to point B can be completely different.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's conveniently built into the Wii U gamepad.
It's been there the whole time.
We should probably mention the 12 figures, too. Because the first 12 are coming out, and they are Mario, Peach, Link, Samus, Yoshi, Donkey Kong, Pikachu, Kirby, Fox, Marth, Animal Crossing Villager, and Wii Fit Trainer.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
If I were to get any of them, I would probably want Pikachu, Marth, and the Villager.
I want the Villager so bad. I want the Villager. I think I want a Kirby one. That's just me. I kind of want I kind of want the Yoshi one, too. But, yeah, I have weird character choices, but
yeah,
whatever.
Well, you just want to make a Kirby dick.
Yeah, I do.
Finally, I posted some predictions on Twitter that the other day. Joe, you know what I'm getting at. I'm going to copy-paste them here because I'd like to hear some discussion and thoughts on them. Prediction, E3 2015 brings two HD set announcements from 2K for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. BioShock 1, 2, and BioShock Infinite, and Borderlands 1, 2, and the pre-sequel, both out in 2016. I know Joe's thoughts on Borderlands already. Would like to hear from Chris. I'll tell my thoughts here.
All right, yeah. I want to know your stance on it first.
My thoughts are that there is no way in hell that 2K is going to wait until 2016 to milk those franchises some more.
Yeah. I can see that.
I said holiday 2015 at the latest, and the only way I could get to any kind of mutual agreement with Zach is announced for holiday 2015, delayed to January or February for final polish.
It's possible.
But I just think that there's...
BioShock, absolutely, 100%. As far as Borderlands is concerned... I don't know because it's one of my favorite franchises. It ages well. You could still play the first one and it still makes sense. And it still looks current because of the way like their art direction goes.
Yeah.
I can't imagine them having to do an HD kind of thing for Borderlands because of that mainly like you know, the visual style of it.
Well, it's not necessarily doing an HD. It's just re-releasing them on new consoles. That's the basis of it all. Re-releasing them on the new consoles to get more money. I don't see them waiting until 2016 because people are already getting burnt out on all the re-releases coming to the new consoles.
Let me put it to you this way. I agree, but I disagree on the front of Borderlands. I think they'll do it with BioShock.
You don't think Borderlands will come at all?
Borderlands may. I don't know. I really don't know.
See, my only debate there was that if it's coming, it's coming a lot earlier than 2016.
You mean Borderlands 1 and 2?
Borderlands 1, 2, and the pre-sequel ported to the Xbox One and PS4.
So the pre-sequel is not going to come out on Xbox?
Nope.
No.
Or PS4?
Nope.
Current or last gen, technically.
Previous gen.
Only.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they're really... I really don't understand why they're working on a game to come out and not going to release it on the new platform
exactly.
months later. So I agree they're probably going to whip it into some kind of format to be played on the PS4 and the Xbox. And I agree. I don't think they're going to wait until 2016.
I don't know. I love the franchise, but I don't know if it'll get that kind of love. I want to see it.
I think it's too much easy money for 2K to ignore.
I don't know. I really don't know. Because I feel like Borderlands is one of those franchises where, like, I know a lot of people play them and I know a lot of people enjoy them, but I don't know a shit ton of people that go back and play through them multiple times.
True.
So I think the people that have already got what they want out of the game got what they want out of the game.
But I think you could say that about Tomb Raider or Sleeping Dogs or The Last of Us.
You know, there's a lot more people like me than you think. I only played Borderlands 1 and 2 because I got it on a cheap download.
Yeah.
If I were to go out and buy a new system and get into those games, I'd still want to play them, and I wouldn't want to play them on the old system. Now, the problem with that is you can play an old game on a new system, and it looks like crap, you know?
See, but that's the thing. Like, Borderlands is a game where its visual style, like, it wouldn't be hindered. Like, I feel like Borderlands, you could still put in Borderlands 1 and compare it to something that would be on current gen, in my eyes. But that's
I wouldn't compare it to current gen, but I think it still visually holds up.
Well, and that's the thing, just because of the art style. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't feel like the game is lacking graphically, like, at all, really.
I don't think that 2K, and I hope I'm not bad-mouthing anyone that's going to hear this. I don't think they
all
would...
All two of you.
I don't think they would spend money or time or resources trying to revamp 1, 2, and the prequel in order to release it on a current gen.
I don't think so either.
System and make it look nice.
No, I don't think
but
so.
But I
either.
Could totally see them doing the minimum to get it out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I would like to see it happen, but I don't know. I don't know if it will. It's. I'm hopeful.
Who does BioShock, Joe?
2K.
Yep. Was that 2K?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. BioShock, absolutely, 100%. I could see that happen. Like, yeah, that can happen. But
see, in my eyes, I don't think it's a matter of if at all. I think it's a matter of when. And I don't think, because this is the debate that that Zach and I got into, is that I don't see any way that they would wait until 2016 to put these out, because it's not even a year after the consoles are coming out, and people are already getting sick and tired of all the re-releases that have been coming out. So I think that if they're going to do this, which I would fully expect them to do it, and if they don't do a pack of all three of them, then they're going to release them one at a time to milk even more money.
I can't see them doing one at a time.
$30 each?
I can't. If that was the case, I don't think there would be physical copies.
Possibly.
I
you
think
never
it would
know.
Just be like downloaded onto the console.
You never know. But my whole contention was that there's no way they're going to wait that long to do it because there'll be too much backlash.
I agree. I think they're going to put out the prequel and they're going to take a break for a little while. And then they're going to, once they get bored,
yeah,
instead of working on the next new thing, I think they're going to get them out quick.
Zach's whole thing was that, you know, they would wait, like, they take over a year to put out all the new versions. I don't remember the correct wording, but the whole debate was that, you know, they wait over a year to put out the new versions. Like, look at Grand Theft Auto. That's pretty much a year. Look at Tomb Raider. It was pretty much a year.
Yes, but I'm, as far as GTA is concerned, they're doing huge graphical differences.
And you don't think that they're going to have, like, the whole issue was everyone argued that they've been planning these next gen versions from the beginning, the next gen and PC. Considering it's only been a year, I think Grand Theft Auto, they were planning these versions since day one.
Maybe.
And I think if that was the case, I think they've been planning pre-sequel for next gen from the beginning.
I don't know, man. Like, I could see that with other franchises, but I just don't see that with Borderlands.
Why?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know if it's just like I have a special place for Borderlands in my heart that I don't want to see them do it, but it's like, I don't know. There's a gut feeling that just makes me go like, nah, Borderlands wouldn't do that.
It's Gearbox.
I understand that. I don't know. It's
I think the best joke I made was that if Gearbox was really concerned about not fucking over their customers, Colonial Marines never would have come out.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's the same Gearbox. Anyway, his next prediction, I think we're all in agreement that if it happens, there's no way they're waiting until 2016.
I think if it happens, it would be holiday next year.
Yeah, that was my guess.
I think I think that's exactly when it would happen in my eyes.
Bogue, your thoughts as you put your mic down?
Yeah.
Well, are you pretty much the same opinion that if this happens, there's no way it's going to take until 2016?
I believe it will happen.
Eat a dick, Zach!
And I believe it's going to happen pretty much as soon as they are finished with anything they need to do with the prequel once that, you know, because that'll get released and they might have some DLC they develop for it or who knows.
Well, the pre-sequel's already confirmed to have a season pass of like four things coming out.
Yeah.
At least.
So once they're not all working on one thing, once that's out and a little bit of the weight's lifted off their shoulders, I could totally see them being like, well, hey, let's get this out quick and make some more money.
Well, let me ask you this. What else does Gearbox have in the works right now? Anything?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
Like, what does... Well, 2K in general. What does 2K have going on, you know, in the next couple, you know, months, year, or whatever?
I have no idea.
Because if it's light, if they don't really have too much going on, then yeah, I could see them doing, like, re-release shit, because real is shit. But, I mean, if they have a bunch of stuff that they're going to be developing, and they have, like, shit that they have to do, then, like, that'll take the back burner.
Yeah, I think re-releasing...
They're doing the Homeworld re-releases.
Working on re-releases. I don't think they're going
to
put re-release...
Maybe 2K should just change their company name to re-release.
Oh, and then Battleborn, the first-person MOBA. First-person shooter
MOBA.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah, that's going to be... Like, the Gearbox developers were doing that.
Yeah. It's from Gearbox.
Yeah. I could see, well, yeah, I could see them.
So they're working on Homeworld Remastered, Homeworld Shipbreakers, Borderlands pre-sequel, and Battleborn. That's what Gearbox has on their plate right now.
Yeah, but there's Battleborn, they've been, like, from what I understand, they're dumping a lot of fucking resources into trying to get that going. So, I mean, I could be wrong, but...
I don't believe it's going to be a priority.
Battleborn?
No, no, The re-releases stuff. Yeah.
I think as soon as Battleborn gets its initial like kick, then yeah, they could turn around and just be like, oh yeah, by the way, here's this shit and that shit.
Exactly. Like I don't think it's going to be a priority, but once they have all the high priority stuff off of their plates, I think it's going to be easy. It's easy. It's easy money.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's something easy to do to keep stuff out there while they're working on their next thing.
Yeah, I agree.
And I honestly don't think it's going to take that long to get it out there. Otherwise, no one's going to care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you wait too long, I think if you wait till 2016, like Zach thinks.
Well, and that's the thing, too. You have to realize when was the first fucking, the first Bioshock game?
Yeah.
Like, that was fucking forever ago.
That just came out on iOS, and it's apparently kind of shitty.
I'm not surprised.
Because the controls are like dog shit. And...
Not surprised.
Oh, let's see. What is 2K working on? NBA 2K15, Borderlands, Civilization Beyond Earth, WWE 2K15, Grand Theft Auto 5, Evolve, Battleborn, Agent, Civ Online, and Civ Revolution 2. That's all announced.
I think they've got enough going. Those Civ games are really fucking involved. Really fucking involved. I don't know. They have a decent amount of stuff on their plate, if you think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. What's the next prediction?
Hold on, because one of my other arguments with 2K is that they love re-releasing games and getting money.
Yeah.
Look at all the triple packs and double packs that they put out.
A fucking metric shit ton of them.
Yeah. Like the 2K sports packs. I know there was one that we picked up that had Borderlands 2, Spec Ops: The Line, and Mafia 2.
Which I still haven't played Mafia 2.
I know there was one that also had XCOM in it. It's just, how many friggin' re-releases are there of Borderlands alone?
Game of the Year.
Then the Game of the Year edition. I know the first Borderlands had two separate Game of the Year editions. They've released DLC packages retail by themselves.
That's right, yeah.
I mean, they want money. So I think it's going to happen, and it's going to happen. I wouldn't be surprised, like, if this was true, that they announce it at E3 and it comes out like a month later.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see that.
Like, just a summer surprise.
Be like, oh, BT-dub, have this.
LOL, okay, thanks.
Yeah, right.
Next prediction. Final Fantasy 15 will have a sudden surge of showings in 2015, possibly releasing in time for the holidays. I'd love to see it. I don't think it's happening.
Don't care enough to form an opinion.
It's Final...
I do not care enough to give you a definitive answer.
Is Final Fantasy still relative?
Yeah, for the most part. The game, Final Fantasy 15, started off as Final Fantasy Versus 13, which was supposed to be one of the offshoots of Final Fantasy 13 that got delayed and delayed and delayed and delayed. Mm-hmm. And then... It wasn't this E3, it was last year's E3 that it was announced that, hey, it's coming as Final Fantasy 15. It's going to be on Xbox One and PS4. Happy days are ahead, blah, blah, blah.
So okay. The last Final Fantasy I've ever seen was the one that you and Eric and Remy would play.
For like Super Nintendo?
At my apartment. When I'd get stoned and just watch you, because I could watch you guys play that game like a movie or something.
Bogue, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. By the way, they tore down my old house.
Oh, no.
Aww. It was terrible. Like, I'd never live there again because it was so shady, but...
Was this the one in Nescopec or no?
Nescopec, yeah.
The one, like, right by the river?
Yeah, they got flooded.
That got flooded to fucking back?
Yeah.
So they actually flooded just closed it?
Yeah, they just shut it down. And also with the apartment next to it, next on the other side of the car wash that Mia lived in when Mia was living in Pennsylvania.
And when Mia was not Mia.
And when Mia was a man.
Yeah.
Anyway, good times.
Okay.
Fucking old school.
Yeah, honestly, I think that might have been PS1.
Probably. That was probably like Final Fantasy 7 or 8.
I don't even think that PS2 was out at that time.
But yeah, Final Fantasy 13 came out on the 360 and PS3, and then had Final Fantasy 13 2 and Final Fantasy 13 3. So they milked the fuck out of that. Final Fantasy 14 is another MMO, which is actually really, really good. And then 15, who knows? I'd love to see something come out of it in 2015. I don't think it will, though.
Nope.
Unfortunately. Prediction, Kingdom Hearts 3 will release in 2016, possibly quarter 2, but probably quarter 3. I see that happening.
Yeah, I could see that.
I'm on board with that.
Yep, I could definitely see that.
Bogue, anything there?
Nope.
Nope.
How did they make Final Fantasy an MMO?
There's been a couple of them.
Yeah, really? Final Fantasy 11 on PS2,
yeah.
Xbox 360, PC.
Yep.
Which is still going on like just 10 years
as
later.
As I remember, the game just doesn't lead into MMO. You remember the old Warcraft games, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
You could see how that could develop into an MMO, because you're basically creating your environment around you. You're creating your army and whatnot.
Yeah.
And if you had the ability and availability at the time to like plug into other systems, people can be doing the same thing and you could war with each other or whatever. But that's not how Final Fantasy worked, you know?
Think of it like you've got Warcraft and then your world of Warcraft. That's all your lore. Everything that's based on that universe. You know what I mean?
World of Warcraft.
It's the same thing with these Final Fantasy games where it's like, okay, you've got this universe. You've got this, you know, universe is pretty much like the only way that I can describe it. But you've got that kind of like setup, and you've got your own kind of thing going on within that, you know, within that entity. You know what I mean? That's how you make it an MMO.
Final Fantasy just always played like a story.
Well, yeah, the gameplay is completely different,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, and, you know, games like World of Warcraft, other MMOs, you can't really have that same story.
Sure you can.
Can you?
Absolutely.
Because I know you have... You probably have like story missions.
It's just, it depends on, because honestly, it's the way that it's presented. Most people just assume like if it's going to be like a really, really good storyline, then you have to have cutscenes.
My opinion of MMOs is pretty much just like mass chaos, because you never know at any given time who's playing or
true
what, you know what.
It all depends.
Well,
the thing that Final Fantasy has going for it is, except for the actually sequeled games, none of them are related.
No.
Most of them don't even happen in the same world or universe.
Okay.
So
I never caught that. I think I was stoned.
The cool thing with Final Fantasy 14 is it kind of takes place in the same universe as, I think I might be wrong here, as like Final Fantasy 12 and Vagrant Story.
Mm-hmm.
It's its own game. It's its own story. It's really not related to anything else when it comes to the games. And it's all about just the feel of the game instead of like the characters or the story. I mean, the closest game that it's related to is Final Fantasy XI, because it has pretty much the same visual designer.
Okay.
And yeah, it's just technically it's an MMO with the Final Fantasy name on it, if you want to wonder how there's a Final Fantasy MMO.
Yep, that's pretty much how it works.
It's an MMO with the Final Fantasy name slapped on it.
Well, I guess I'm with Chris, where I don't care. It's been a long time. Well, my oldest son is 11, so it's been over 11 years since I've done any drugs, so it wouldn't appeal to me just to sit around and watch you play a game that I don't care about.
You could.
You could.
You could always play it yourself.
Dear God.
I just don't think that's my kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't think so either. Folk doesn't strike me as an MMO guy.
Let's talk about this with Jen earlier. We're talking about some kind of game. And I'm just I'm totally an instant gratification type of gamer.
That's why I play Diablo. It's like I can, hey, I just instantly killed that guy. And it took like a split second. Oh, there's another guy that came at me within a split second, and I just killed him within another split second.
Like, oh, Ashley. Fuck, there's 50 guys that swore me. Oh, I'm dead.
Joe and Ashley got me so hyped up for the Animal Crossing City Folk game. And
were loving it. Don't say that.
Went out and got that, and it was fun at first. And I can't tell you the last time I logged on to that game.
I can't tell you either.
Because it's kind of like one of those, I don't like to log on and do a little something and then log on the next day and do a little something. Log on the next, because there's nothing to do. Like, if I play a game, I want to get into it and play it for like 4 hours straight and get yelled at for playing.
Dude, go fishing, a game 4 hours.
I'd rather go
fishing.
Go get some beetles and stuff.
I'd rather go fishing for real fishing because I can eat those fish. But anyway, yes, I'm very much a instant gratification kind of gamer.
Okay.
And
yep.
Moving on.
You know, there is a lot of instant gratification in MMOs. Like, you could just run
there
out
is.
And murder things.
You're right. And you can also, like, you know, meet up with fictitious people and, you know, get your bone on and you don't know who you're doing.
If you really want to like cyber sex on Final Fantasy, that's completely moving on. Prediction. PAX announces PAX UK in late 2015 to happen in early 2017. Sure.
Sure. Yeah. PAX is essentially trying to take over the world, I think.
Yeah.
So yeah, wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised if it happens a lot earlier than 2017.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they were like right after PAX South, because like you know the next thing is just going to be PAX North. Well, they've already got East, they got West. Now they went South. Now they just need a PAX North, they'll
which
just fucking
would be
put it
PAX
in
Canada.
Yeah, why are they'll we just so, put it in Canada.
Why are we always last?
What do you mean?
We're North.
Well, we have East.
No, we have East,
which is in Boston.
It's Boston.
PAX East is in Boston?
Yeah.
It's on the eastern
coast.
Yeah, it's on the eastern side of the United States.
You think it would be
a
literal United States, you know?
Yeah.
West.
Like, literally, like, the very east, like, you know, some part of fucking, like...
PAX North is going to be in Fargo. And then our friend Flick will be in heaven.
Which, I think you said it's in Boston?
Yeah, Boston is PAX East.
I think that's further north than Fargo.
Maybe.
It's still the East Coast.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you...
Like, I
if
can
you
see the water.
If you separated the United States...
If I go to PAX East, I can the see the water that is the United side States. Of the United States.
You know what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, if there's an East and a West, Seattle's in the West, and Boston's in the East.
Yeah.
And then Texas is in the South.
Yeah.
So north, you're right, should have been like Canada.
It'll be Minnesota.
Canada. It'll be Canada.
No, because...
It'll be Alaska.
Seattle is...
It'll be in Antarctica.
You said Seattle is is west. That's
like
further north.
The bottom of the globe, Antarctica.
It'd be that one. No?
No, Antarctica is the South Pole.
Which one's the north one?
There's nothing up there.
It'll be up there.
It's technically Canada.
Greenland's up there.
Greenland.
It's Greenland.
Maybe. Yeah.
It'll be in Greenland.
That's not America, though.
That's not...
Neither is Australia.
That'll be
wrong,
PAX
America.
Yeah, and that's PAX Australia. So if it's in Greenland, it'll be PAX Greenland.
I hope it PAXida will be Canada. PAXida,
well, maybe it'll be somewhere in Alaska, because technically that's America and it's further north.
Nobody
a PAXka. There you go, Penny Arcade guys. We just gave you your next idea.
You're welcome.
We will take free media badges.
I'll contact you for our royalty checks.
That's right.
And just fly us in, and we'll like do a panel about.
That's right.
Something.
I'd be able to show up for that one.
Final prediction.
Actually, would you now? I'll make an exception for that one.
I probably wouldn't anyway.
You know, if we got like a live panel at a PAXka in Alaska, Tim will be there.
Yeah, he would.
Tim would show up for that.
And he would be like, hey, this is, you know, this is my podcast. I've been doing it for 2 years now. year and a half.
I don't think I'd be able to show up, though.
I will say this: if we get the panel at Magfest,
oh, he's not part of it.
That, like, I guarantee you, that's going to end up happening though.
I don't give a shit.
I know. I find it.
If he wants to show up as a guest and like be in the audience and check it out, cool. But like, not even all the lumberjacks are going to be part of that panel.
Panel, yeah.
Because there's just too many.
I just
people.
Think it'll be ironic that like, if we do get it, that I would be on it because it would only technically be my second whole numbered Magfest.
No, but you're the co-host of the podcast.
I understand that,
and it's but the actual event is. The SML pod, live podcast.
Yes.
Well, then Tim would have to be on it if he went. I would think. I mean,
he's been on. All right, hold on. It's September, though.
Yes,
it's September. He's been on two episodes.
I think you've been on more episodes this year than
you
Tim.
Have. No, it's official. You have. Because you were on what? Like, this is your third or fourth now for this year.
I don't remember.
Me neither.
I think it's like third. Maybe like third or fourth. Maybe.
Something like that.
Yeah. You've already been on more than him.
Oh, well, poor Tim. Poor Tim. He's so busy, I guess.
He's moving to...
Chicago, allegedly.
Chicago. Does anybody really know what time it is?
Did he enjoy my comment that I asked is when I was waiting for him to move to New Jersey first?
I guess he's actually moving to Chicago though, because he's asking me to like fill in for him at work, and like I guess I'm going to be taking over some of his responsibilities of being Steve Green's bitch.
So, really?
Yeah. I don't know. He called me today and he was like, "Hey, could you start like covering the Scranton store and doing this and that?" And I'm like, "Well, fuck, I guess this is actually happening." Like,
huh?
So, and BT Dub, Tim is going to be continuing his Metal Gear thing tonight at my house.
Ah.
So by the time that this episode is out, he should be...
Part three. Or episode three.
Yeah.
Are you guys still on the original Metal Gear?
Uh-huh.
This is never going to happen all the way.
Nope. Yeah. But it is at the very, very end. So essentially all he has to do is he has to go stock up on supplies and then try and beat the boss.
That works.
That's it. And then that game will be done.
Anyway, final prediction from Zach.
Ready.
With the release of a new 3DS, Nintendo will ignore yet another opportunity to implement some kind of cross-buy system. 1,000% agreed.
Yeah.
Absolute. Confirmed.
Confirmed for Brawl.
10 out of 10, blademode.com.
I don't understand.
It means if you buy something on the 3DS, you should own it on the Wii/Wii U as well. Mm. Which, as it stands now, Nintendo enjoys releasing a game on a Thursday on both the Wii U and the 3DS virtual consoles, mm-hmm. and making you buy it twice to have it on both.
Yes.
So
that'll stay.
Yeah, that'll never change because Nintendo is dumb.
But is dumb. There any example of it the other way?
Of what?
Well, okay, you have your... PlayStation handheld, right?
The Vita, yes.
Yeah. If you buy a Vita game, do you have it on the...
Many, many games
a lot.
Are there where yeah. you buy it on one platform and have it on at least one other one. There have been games that have come out for the PS4, brand new releases that I got for free because I owned it on the PS3 or the Vita.
Oh, okay.
There have cool. been games that have come out on... Someone's at the door.
Someone's at the door. Do you want to get it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, my God. This is getting exciting.
I have a special guest.
Watch it be Tim.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, that works.
Mail. You got a package.
It's a box.
What's in the box? Nicole McCurdle. What's in the box?
Nicole McCurdle? I think I know what this is. Do you want to get the knife right by the monitor?
What's in the box?
The yellow
it's a
one?
Dick in the box. Yeah. Sorry, it's a dick in a box. It's my dick in a box. Now it's
was
my dick
it
in the box.
In my head?
Step one.
Yeah.
Hole in the box.
That's Step one of two. The things that I have always been happy with Sony about is the whole cross-buy system. Where you'll buy a game once and get it on multiple consoles.
Yeah.
That is absolutely awesome that Sony does that.
Wonderful.
And it's a shame that other people don't do that. We're starting to see Microsoft do that with some of the DLC coming out, but even they could probably step it up quite
Microsoft
a bit.
Microsoft has a handheld?
No, just between the two consoles.
Oh, the 360 and the phone?
Yeah. Like Dance Central just came out on the Xbox One, Dance Central Spotlight, and there's a number of songs that if you own them on the 360, you get them on the Xbox One. Or like Zen Pinball or Pinball FX, that was a big deal of contention recently where the new version came out for the Xbox One, and at first Microsoft was like, nope, you don't get the tables if you already own them. And a lot of people were pissed off to the point that Microsoft changed their mind, thankfully.
Yeah, I was going to say, thankfully.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's our predictions. I guess this whole episode was essentially just answer his email.
And get a box.
And get a box with another box in it.
Pacific Rim. 3D.
Pacific Rim Job 3D.
With a bitchin' ass case. Actually, we can't end the show there because of that huge TGS news that came out for Sony.
There's so much shit.
There is. This is Zach's fault.
Fucking episode. We're already almost at 2 hours.
Really?
Yes.
Holy shit. Well, we got to go on less tangents. One of the biggest things is that there's going to be a Dragon Quest Hyrule Warrior style game.
What?
Yes, for the PS4. To the point that they are releasing a special silver PS4 modeled after the Metal Slime.
What?
Yes.
I want to see this. Show me a picture.
Here you go. It's silver with the Metal Slime logos on it. And then there's actually a USB cover of the Metal Slime.
Dude.
Where if you're not using the USB ports, you could just plug this thing in and it's a Metal Slime sitting on top of your system.
Dude.
If that comes to America, I will lose my mind.
Dude. I still wouldn't buy one. I want, but I will say this. I want the fuck out of that controller and use it on my computer.
There, you can take a look at it.
That's what I want.
Persona 5 was confirmed for coming to PS3 and PS4.
Word.
Which people are going pretty nuts about.
Word.
A new East game is coming to PS4.
East.
Y-S.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pronounced East.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, isn't that a nice looking console?
It is.
And I loves my Dragon's Quest. There's no info on if any of these games are coming to Xbox because it was at a PlayStation reveal.
Right.
So there's a chance some of these might also come to Xbox One. I wouldn't really count on it for some of the RPGs just because that's kind of been Sony's thing.
Yeah.
New Hot Shots golf game coming to PS4.
Ooh. That'd be cool.
Which I'm excited about. Rumors have been circulating that Beyond Two Souls is getting a PS4 release.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Nope, not at all.
Yep.
Beyond Two Souls Director's Cut. Trophies apparently already popped up.
There you go.
So that looks like it's definitely happening. Which doesn't surprise anyone because, of course, they have to keep churning out more and more PS3 to PS4 conversions. Resident Evil Revelations 2 is coming.
Why?
Because the first one was actually good. Revelations.
Oh, God. All right. I was thinking of Raccoon City.
No, Revelation.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, the one that's like actually survival horror.
Okay. I was like, what the fuck, man?
It's,
like,
it's coming to PS3, PS4, 360, Xbox One. Wii U is left out in the dust.
Of course.
Again.
Of course.
Which is a shame because, you know, the game originated on the 3DS. So.
Some horseshit.
Disgaea 5 was announced for the PS4. The PS4 and the Vita are both getting updates that allow for background themes. Finally.
Cool.
I'm hoping that Xbox takes note and does something there as well. Trying to see what other news. God Eater 2 Rage Burst is coming to the PS4 and Vita. Yakuza 0 is coming to the PS4 and PS3, and probably not to America because Sega hates us.
Yep.
Earth Defense Force 2025 is coming to the PS4.
Don't know what that is.
Game where you pretty much murder, but it's like a fuck. What are those movies?
Murder by Number.
Oh God, the space aliens, like the bugs, the mutants, Rift Tracks. Just God damn it.
Fuck, brain fart.
Yeah, no shit.
I know what you're talking about,
though. You're getting so old.
I know what you're talking about, though.
Aliens?
No. It's kind of like an intentional B movie.
It's a something galaxies, isn't it, right? Right.
I know Casper Van Dien is in it.
Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers.
That's it.
It's pretty much Starship Troopers, the video game.
Oh, interesting.
And then I think the biggest news is that the Vita is getting a pink system because that's going to move consoles. Not, you know, more games and exclusives.
Breast cancer awareness.
Just pink. Oh, and then Dead or Alive is coming to the PS4 and the Xbox One.
Oh, shit. I love DOA.
Yeah, DOA 5 Last Round.
Like, all right, seriously, guys, this is the last time we're going to make a DOA game.
Which it won't be.
No, it won't.
Oh, my God. This is a heavy week. Long week.
Yep.
It's your fault, Bogue.
I know.
It's all your fault.
I make it happen.
You do? You do.
So,
music?
I have no idea.
We
could do the One Up Super Mario Kart album.
I'm
do
cool
some
with that.
Tracks off that
since the DLC.
Yeah, I know we've done some One Ups, and I've probably played some of their songs from that album before. But we'll just do a 3-pack of Mario Kart album songs from the One Ups.
Luigi Death.
One last question. For anybody that's listening that wants to send me, send an email to the podcast at thesmlpodcast@gmail.com. Next DOD is Chrono Trigger versus Final Fantasy, I forget what number.
Probably 6.
Might be six.
Since they pretty much came out together.
It's a battle month, so you have to pick which game, you know, you're fighting for, essentially. I would like some suggestions on Chrono Trigger music.
Oh, that's the one you're picking?
Yeah. So if anybody has any suggestions on a certain portion of the soundtrack from Chrono Trigger that you would like me to mess around with for the Croth stuff, let me know.
You could just do Robo's theme and do a Never Gonna Give You Up cover.
I was actually thinking about doing Gatto's theme. Just because
Gatto?
Yeah. And then naming it Gatto's theme, like Cal Gatto. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I have ideas.
Theme's been done pretty heavily.
I just wanted to do it so
Mustin and Dale North have even done like Team Gatto series.
Oh. I don't know. I want some suggestions.
Robo's theme, Never Gonna Give You Up. Never Gonna Give You Up.
No.
Never Gonna Hurt You.
No.
Back.
Took a weird turn. Anyway, that's what I would like to leave you with.
Saints Row 4 is coming to Xbox One and PS4 as well.
That'd be fun.
Not only that, but it's getting a new expansion, Gat
Out of Hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, there's been so much news in the past week, and we had to spend the entire episode talking
answering
about
a goddamn
fucking
email.
Zach, that son of a bitch who can't even wake up and join our show at 5 in the morning because he's a pussy.
Fuck. Anyway.
We started.
Geometry Wars 3 is coming.
Late.
I did see that. That's pretty cool, too.
God damn it.
So I think it would have been more like 7 in the morning.
Yeah, real quick, what have you been playing?
Diablo Seasons. I'm ranked.
I played Diablo 3, and I'm going to play Warriors Orochi 3 Ultimate.
But yeah, it's I'm ranked on the hardcore ladder.
Nice.
Yeah, basically. Well, not hardcore ladder, but like, first person to 70 on hardcore. There was an achievement that you can only get for the first 1,000 people that did it. I was 400 something. So
nice. Bogue, what have you been playing?
Battle Block, a lot.
Nice.
And over the weekend, me and the kids played the Turtle game. The Nickelodeon Turtle game. Relatively newer game.
You could pick up Monaco for free.
I want
play that with your kids.
Is that free with gold right now?
Yep.
Yeah,
I will pick that up. We let our Wi-Fi, our Wi-Fi go down, and
How could you?
We just reinstated it.
I need gold.
Son of a bitch.
What was the last game with gold? I think I downloaded
Dishonored.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, I may have missed it.
I really wanted gold for Dishonored, but I missed.
What was before Dishonored? Do you remember?
Not at all.
It was motocross something.
Oh, motocross madness.
Yep, I got that. So I think I missed Dishonored. Oh, that
sucks. Look at this. I don't even have Xbox Live Gold, and I knew before you did.
Well, I don't care because I have them all.
Well,
if I don't look, then I don't know what it is.
Fuck.
And then Super Time Force is the one for Xbox One, but I already have that. And then Crimson Dragon, which they held over for another month, which whoop-de-fucking-do.
Whoop-de-fucking-ding-dong.
Boner, boner.
Cool. So Bogue?
The kids and I all picked the turtle, and it was fun.
Who'd you pick?
I was basically the one that everybody else didn't want. I wanted to be Michelangelo because he's my favorite. But I started off as Raph, which isn't bad. But then...
Wow, no one wanted Raph? Really?
Dude, Raph's awesome.
Well, I think...
That's weird that no one wanted Raph. I'm shocked at that.
Well, my one daughter wanted Donatello because it's purple. Mm. And my oldest son...
And he's got the most reach.
She didn't know that, and I didn't know that. My oldest son wanted Leonardo
he's smart.
Well, Leonardo. Because
your oldest son is a fucking genius who picks the best turtle.
Well, my oldest son is also like a control freak, so obviously he's going to pick the leader.
The leader, because he's the best.
I wanted to be Michelangelo, but so did my other daughter. So she was him at first, and then wanted to switch because Michelangelo doesn't have a sword. She wanted a blade. Which essentially size are kind of like knives to her. So
in the end, you got Michelangelo. Yeah,
I got who I wanted. Yep. How was Michelangelo? Because
he would be a Michelangelo.
He's always been my favorite turtle. He's the most fun, I think. He may not be the best fighter, but I think he's the most fun.
Yeah, you.
I'm Michelangelo.
You are a Michelangelo.
If I was a turtle, I would be Michelangelo.
I'm a Leonardo. Chris, you're a Raphael, aren't you?
Probably, yeah.
You think? Well, more of a Raphael than a Donatello. I don't see you as much of a hothead.
What do you think Tim is?
I can be.
I don't see you as a dork. So
I am. What do you think Tim would be? An asshole.
All right, remind me color to name.
Tim could be Venus.
Oh, blue is Leonardo.
Blue is Leonardo.
Yes, red
purple
is Raphael.
Donatello.
Purple is Raph, right?
No. Purple no, is purple Donatello.
Raph is
red.
Red.
Michelangelo is yellow.
Orange.
Orange.
Orange, yellow, whatever.
He would be Michelangelo.
Tim?
I would be Raph.
Why would Tim be Michelangelo?
Because Michelangelo is the dumber one.
Well, Michelangelo is like the party one, the goofy one.
Right.
Oh, just wants to have fun.
I mean, like, I'm a mix of him and...
I could see Tim wanting to be Donatello just because he thinks he's the smartest person in the world.
Yeah, probably. I could see that.
But I would be a mix of the orange and the red.
But I see Tim...
And I'm talking about... And I'm going by the personalities of the movies.
I see Tim more...
Not the new one. The people in the suits ones.
They're kind of the same attitude wise.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't want to see the new one because I didn't want to get disappointed.
I was told it was pretty good.
I think it looks good. But I see Tim more as the character that doesn't show up.
Tim is Venus. That's the one that just disappeared.
Venus?
Yeah, that was the female turtle for like one series.
Not even.
And then just disappeared because it was the worst in the world.
Wait.
Terrible idea.
Can I pick none of the above? Can I be the guy with the fucking hockey stick?
You want to be Casey Jones?
Yeah. I want to be that guy.
Oh, God.
You know, Casey Jones was kind of an idiot, too, though.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of an idiot, too, but...
Touché?
I mean, I could be an idiot. Dude, the one thing I will say in the movies is when he's fucking, like, he's cutting the stuff with his sword. It's like, I'm like, yeah, I would do that. If I had a big-ass sword and I had to carry it with me all the time, I'd pretty much use it for anything
Casey doesn't have a sword.
Casey only used
a sword.
He only used sport equipment.
Was that the third movie?
I think so.
No, because that was like the one where they went back in time with like the shoguns and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't remember.
Casey Jones used only sporting equipment.
Yeah.
Casey Jones.
He carried everything on its back in a golf bag.
Yeah. Dude, that's shit that I would do, man. Like, that's...
Riding that train.
And he also...
High on cocaine.
And he also had a song.
Casey Jones, you better... Watch your speed. Trouble ahead.
You know there's trouble.
Trouble behind. And you know that your shine just crossed my mind.
It's like one of the only Grateful Dead songs I ever bought in Rock Band.
It's probably the only one that you need.
And Touch of Grey.
That and Touch of Grey.
Yeah. That's about it.
That's all you need. Yeah.
What?
No?
Huh?
Bogue probably gets it. Really?
I shook my head.
It's all I want.
No.
It's all I want.
That's a Sublime reference. You didn't get it?
It's all I need.
It's all you need. Yeah.
No.
Really?
Tell me the song.
All You Need?
All You Need? I don't know what song that is. Oh, there's... All I Need? All You Need?
Or no. No, it's in... What the fuck?
We're going to go
on. Yeah.
Give me another lyric.
It's fucking escaping me. It's so fucking No, I swear to God, the song has to be called "It's All You Need." I swear to God,
I really want to do this.
That's gonna fucking bother me now.
I really want to do this. All right, give me some more,
dude. Like, I don't
any more of the chorus. I mean, I gotta know like every Sublime song ever written. So,
anyway, Bogue, do you have final words for our listeners?
Final words is they tore down my old house. They tore down Joe's old house.
Sounds like the
Sublime
start of a
lyrics. All you need.
Yeah. See. Fuck you.
Headed out for Austin. Now we're halfway down the road, hollering buda 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 bye. It's fun just reading these without any context of the music.
You need some kind of context.
I don't know the song. I tried to pull it up on here, but it's like, this is not available to mobile users.
Yeah.
Does it? Dick.
Yeah, I told you. It's a fucking Sublime song.
I can't make you overstand rising up in a hip-hop stance. Society's got to me. That's all you need.
Yep. That's all you need. Anyway. So your house was torn down. Joe's old house was torn down.
Yeah,
when
the cottage I used to live in.
You have to like check out every place you've ever lived to see if it's torn down.
Well,
my Nescapec house has been gone for a long ass time.
My childhood house is still there because it just got sold.
Well, this wasn't a childhood house. This was
the only house I really lived in.
This is the first house I lived in post getting kicked out of my parents' house.
Ah.
Now we're going to get blocked on mobile. Okay, stop. Keep it away from the mic. Okay. just so we don't get blocked on YouTube.
Yeah, we don't want that. It doesn't. It's that's not being picked up by the mics. So
yeah, I don't.
Okay, good.
I don't understand why I never. I don't know the song.
Well, then you fucked up.
Oh my god!
I don't know.
I'm not even a huge Sublime song, and I'm not even a huge Sublime song.
I have every.
I'm not even a huge Sublime fan, and I know that song.
In the words of Maynard James Keenan, "Bogue, you fucking disappoint me."
There you go.
I own every Sublime album.
Well, apparently you don't, because I know that song and you don't.
Wake up and face me.
Anyway.
Don't
play. Anyway.
How long are we right now?
Sorry. It's still it's escaping me.
Anyway.
How long are we?
Long enough.
Let's beat the MAGFest episode.
No, I need to go. I have shit to do.
Speaking of MAGFest, after the show, we're going to have to work out what's going on with next week's episode.
Before we leave.
And then the one.
Before we leave.
Next week's sexisode.
Well, I was going to say you could probably like have Jordan drop you off down here and just like crash the night where we record and then post it and then leave on Thursday.
Yeah, that get down probably there because I know I'm not work. I don't know. I might be working Wednesday. I don't remember.
Well, you could always come down after work on Wednesday.
It's possible.
And then the week after that, we're either going to have to record an episode at MAGFest or we're going to miss our first episode since Tim was still a part of the show.
You should. Since, oh yeah, because you're going to be gone.
Because I'll be watching my little sister get married in Tennessee.
That's right.
You should totally. Record a episode at MAGFest. I think that would be
well
fun.
Here's the thing, I brought all of my shit last year, or not last year, but in January.
Yeah, January.
So that we could record one, and we never did it.
Well, we won't have a party room this time.
Debatable.
No, our room will not be the party room. No, it's
it
not
depends.
It's not debatable. Our room is a restroom. Like it's
I'm just gonna shit everywhere.
Well, no, it's because Josh will not be a part of a party room. Pappy doesn't want to. Oh fuck, I kind of spilled the beans that Pappy is going to be at MAGFest. Whatever.
Yay.
Yeah, you already told me last week
on the show though.
Yeah,
I don't think I said it on the show. If I did, whatever. Yeah. Pappy's gonna be at MAGFest, big fucking deal. We've made the call that we're just getting a normal room. We are not hosting the party.
Okay.
So we're not in the party room.
But party follows me.
Well,
sometimes
we're partying in Rez's room. Party Rez has the party suite, so we'll wreck his life.
Okay, that's fine.
And we could just. Fuck it. Maybe we'll just take the condenser to the one party and just
leave it in the middle of the room. It's like, all right, here we go. Podcast.
What's everyone? This is Joe.
Listen into random conversations and see
you
which
didn't
one
introduce
you could pick
yourself,
up.
Bro.
Anyway.
So
final words.
Super
MAGFest.
Mario Kart music.
MAGFest is coming up. We're one excited. Ups. I'm excited.
Bogue, do you have any final words?
Actual final words.
I did, and I forget what I was saying.
You were you talked about your house being torn down.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, watch out, or your house is going to get torn down. That goes to everyone.
Everybody?
Everybody out there.
That doesn't have as much of an impact as Henry from last week.
Yeah, I know. He said, you know, something. Cat went through the
He tunnel. Said something.
Yeah.
So is it suffice to say that our final word for this week is something?
Our final word is Henry knows how to end a show a lot better than us. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
my God, they're having a no mercy tournament.